Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife, the first of the month, and now they're smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bus and rum, and all night we high, get up back to where 99. I give up my nigga, they give it some play, yo, double up, nigga, what you need, we got weed, we yo, sipping for the green leaf, give it up for the first to show, but it lay low, because the fuck won't beat when they roll so low. Can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll, yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Put the grape to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the bow, oh, you know what's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up. You know what I'm saying, sis? Hey, sis.
Yo.
I swear, it feel like the first of the month. It ain't the first of the month, but it feel like the first of the month. And look, it feel like I owe on my bill. You know what I mean? I'm like, hold on. I just sent these people
a large sum of green bills,
so I should be having no problems with it. But, hey, listen, you know, my co-host, y'all, she was trying to talk to me, calm me down. Get me up off of that ledge, y'all, telling me, Kill, it's okay. We good. Our people are dedicated. We straight. And I have to say, I can see that you all are dedicated. We are straight. So we bringing you this Tuesday version of Kill's Corner. A little late, but we coming through. You know what I'm talking about? We is coming through. And look at our people. The phones lighting up, the phone lines. That's what's up. Real quick, Tree. Your weekend. How was the weekend?
The weekend was good, actually. It was good. I don't really had too many complaints. I know I got one little pet peeve, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I want all of my women, I want all of us to stop saying we're single women when the man is actually in the child's life, but you're just single. So it's a difference. It's called single with child, and then it's a single parent. That means the parent is absent. Somebody needs to hear that. And men aren't second-class citizens. Let me just go ahead and say that. Men aren't second-class citizens. Okay?
Boom.
So somebody needs to hear that somewhere. Somebody needs to hear that,
girl,
and I feel like I needed to go ahead and put that on the table for us.
Girl, you gave me goosebumps. You just gave me goosebumps with that. You know what I mean? Because that is like one of my biggest arguments with the younger generation, you know, that female acts as if, you know, you really hurting that male by the money that you're taking. And let me tell you something, and I would tell them, money and amounts of money can be made at any time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The things that your child are missing, will be missing without that father in their life, is priceless. It is priceless. You can't put a dollar value amount on the things that child will be missing without him. And men, don't make the mistake that I made early through my process. I allowed her mouth and her talk to make me miss out and not come around, and I find myself, you know, I absolutely love the relationship that my daughter and I have now.
Yeah.
Let me say that first. But God, I think about some of the things that I miss. I think about some of the occasions that I wanted to be there but wasn't. And I think about the reason behind it. So, yeah, like Tree say, we are not second-class citizens, fellas. And a lot of times...
Definitely was second-class while you was making them. So why
exactly.
is he your second-class? Like, they kill me in saying this. This is the part that kills me. I don't want my daughter or my child. I don't want my... It's not your child. That's number one. Like, calm down. It's not that serious, first of all. Calm down. And it's ours. As long as I'm breathing, it's ours. So calm down.
Yeah. Exactly. I couldn't... It's beautiful to hear a woman express that opinion. It really is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, because you know why, Kale? Let me tell you, and another thing, just one more thing. It makes the man look like he's a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the man look, because when you hollering, I'm a single parent. That means the other person isn't in the child's life. Then the only way you can say I'm a single parent is if their father is passed away, or he's turned over his rights, or he's moved and severed all ties with you. Period. That's the only way you're a single parent. You are single with child. Two different things. Ladies, two different things, and stop making these men, these kings, look like they're second class. Like that pisses me off. So, I'm a digress, and I'm gonna move on because I know somebody needs to hear that. But I'm a digress. I'm gonna get up off this throne, and I'm gonna let we gonna talk sports. But that's how
In short, all I'm gonna say is, man, you are king. You are more. Don't let these courts, don't let child support, don't let parental rights, visitation, none of that define who you are as a man. Be the king that you are crowned to be. And I'm going to leave it alone. Today on Kale's Corner, we will discuss Floyd Mayweather and his induction into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. We will discuss NBA power forward for the Charlotte Hornets, Montrezl Harrell, and the mess he got caught up into.
And
you know what I mean?
Previously, the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, previously of the Washington Wizards.
I just want to bunch of balls. I'm just messing.
We would like to discuss the Zion Williamson deal with the Pelicans. And I want to ask you all, you know, would you be happy to or okay with giving him this deal? We're going to discuss Golden State and their 3-2 game lead on the Celtics. And I'm going to give you guys what I believe cost them that game last night. And I'm giving an early MVP vote out for someone on the Golden State team. Melody Hobson to become the NFL first black female co-owner with the Denver Broncos. We're going to discuss that. And we're doing something new. It's called the guest host segment, y'all. The guest host segment. And today is none other than 57's turn to talk everything Pittsburgh. He's going to steer, direct, and guide the show talking Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and we might have to do that one before Melanie Hudson, because Hobson, y'all, is her name, Melanie Hobson. Because 57 told me I better get some popcorn and pop my feet up and get ready for his segment talking about his Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know me, I love sports talk. So I'm ready to hear that. Okay, y'all.
I'm ready for it.
We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. This is Kale's Corner. We'll be right back, y'all.
And books around concepts and hooks, session to session to get thoughts manifesting, stressing and stressing to hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often ask, well, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps, like a gym. Boy, my people caught out on the limb, who be giving in, caught out on the stem, who don't want to win. I'm feeling you, I know you getting down like that, but what I'm saying, dog, is let me hold a little something black. I hit you back, come on dead jack, that's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me, I work hard for every penny that I make. Video and tape, LP and CD, if I fall, you feeding me? No dough to spread, always keep a level head. Long as my seeds get fed, it won't go to my head, so.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Everybody love a star when he on top.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Strive to help others who help themselves.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Knowledge of self for good health and
wealth. But you can't tell her that, cause sometimes she speed and put her hand out. Like I'm that ATM cat, drop me off the chase. Earring in the navel like she sexual. Royalty, but the whole loyalty to get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. And then hide it in the car door. God, she's a mother to be, a hope for twins. Give me a whole drive. And be as sexy as Janet was on the cover of Vibe. She slick, tall, threatened to walk. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back when. So she always worry her with you. Tell her, hold it down, ma, I get your high ranks. Sometimes you wild, but I guess that's your style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I play size? Open your eyes, girl.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Don't believe those jealous type trash.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Cause I'm the one been in for late night cash.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
I told your girl my home is my castle.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Understand it won't be no hassle.
I heard you single on the battle of the beat. It won 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song people respect it. Collect the dough at the show as you sip the mo. Now you hitting the flow you never hit before. That's a trip, how much better could it get? Got the leather with the wood kit. All up in the whip, the fall into the pit. We're calling it what? It's really not. This is just one single you got that's really hot. Tomorrow it could bust just like a blood clot. Leave you in the dust for your body to rot. Another party to rock. If it's you or if it's me, it doesn't matter, cause it just won't stop. They'll let your gray matter pop. Cause when you release the album, if they don't cop, you're gonna get dropped. So
don't let it go to your head, no.
Cause one single don't make you a hit.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Stay true to who you are and don't never forget.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Keep your feet on solid ground.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Cause what goes up must come down,
Don't let it go to your head, no. Don't let it go to your head, no.
Come on. Can you hear me? All right, y'all. We're going to try to keep going. This daggone computer ain't 100% yet. is to completely knock me out of the studio. It's the moment that I tried to cut that song off, it went to a bright screen. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
Ronnie put that on the internet. Girl, Mayweather. We're gonna talk Mayweather while I try to get this daggone computer up and back to the screen, y'all. Mayweather went into the International Boxing Hall of Fame with 50 wins and zero losses. Can y'all believe that? 50 wins. 50. I mean, he didn't lose one time as a pro. Now, I'm pretty sure he caught it as an amateur, and I can remember a couple of fights with Mayweather where it seemed a little sketchy, but he still pulled it through.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, computer. This thing is, girl, goodness gracious. Go ahead, Trees. Give me some content, man. This thing has got me going, girl.
I like the idea that he did something nobody else could do. I really love that. I love he did. I mean, even though some of them, like you said, were sketchy, some of them could have been iffy, could have went the other way. They didn't. You know, he got the record 50-0. He's done something. I don't know if nobody else ever done this before. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a class mm-hmm. all by himself. And he's a billionaire.
Yeah. With his net value at $1.2 billion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$1.2 billion. Can you imagine something that you chose for your career netting you $1.2 billion? Man.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. All I can say is, you know, a lot of people don't have positive words to say when it comes mm-hmm. to Mayweather. You know, a lot of people shun and look down on the brother, but, you know, and even have comments of him being a runner and being scared. And, you know, I look at that as, man, he was doing what he had to do to survive the fight. You know what I'm saying? We call him whatever we want. He was doing what he had to do to survive his fight. So, you know, kudos to Mayweather, you know, and his introduction. Let's take a call. I'm finally back.
I know that's right.
What's up, bruh? Tank. I'm sorry, Tank.
Oh.
What's up, Tank? How you feeling, bruh?
Kel's Corner family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today? I see that devil trying to work on us today, but we ain't going to let him get it.
No, we ain't. No, we are not.
No, sir.
He was biting on Kel's leg, though. He was biting on
his leg. I heard him, man. I heard him. I said, oh, man. Come on. Don't even worry about it, bro. Everything going to be all right.
Yeah. No doubt. So what do you think about Floyd, man? What are your words to his accomplishments?
He absolutely deserves everything that he's getting. Mm-hmm. That man is a world-class great boxer. And like you said, not only did he do what he wanted to do, he promoted and managed himself damn near his whole career. Ain't nobody
yeah.
never did that.
Mm-hmm. He did it his way.
He did it his way. Yes, he did. But
he did
it
his way.
Yeah.
Very
I'm proud of him.
Very
that's all I have to
I
say.
Am too,
I am proud of him.
Too.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring in the Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huckleberry?
Come on, Huckleberry.
Yo, what's up? What's up? I'm y'all to burn.
Man.
I had to wake up from my little 15-minute nap I took, man. You know how I do.
What you ready to say?
Everything all right?
Get that frog out your throat, man. Get that frog out your throat.
Hey, I thought I had a free night here for a minute. You know
what
I
mean?
You was over there mad as the world, probably.
Huh?
Well,
nah,
you,
man.
Hey,
look.
If you wasn't mad, I was. If you wasn't mad at the world, I was.
And yes, he was.
Was.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I said. Well, another KO situation.
Boy, hey, look. See, you know what?
If an MF stepping on his feet in the subway.
I don't need to talk to 57 off air because just now my mind went to our off air conversation and I almost said something to 57. So I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah,
so 57, when you don't get them calls from me when we off air 57, no, it's because you do stuff like that, and DMV Kim will get too frequent with you and come out his mouth all the way wrong. All the way wrong.
Here's the thing, bro. I'm one of them type of people. It's hard to stay. It's hard to stay mad at me, man. You can't stay mad at me.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Hey, look.
That laugh alone. That laugh alone.
Yep, that's going to get you right there. We spend too much time comparing people. You know, instead of looking
mm-hmm.
for looking at the person for the greatness that they had for the era that they were in. Floyd Mayweather is not one of my favorite boxers, but
mm-hmm.
he played the game the way they let him play the game.
Right.
He didn't lose to anybody. I wouldn't put him up against Muhammad Ali because, first of all, they were in two different eras and they fought in two different weight classes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't deny this guy his greatness. For the time that he fought, he beat
right.
everybody you put in front of him, and he beat him. And give him credit for being a boxer that got out the game and still is rich, still got money. He was smart enough to spend his money wisely. Yeah, and he's still making money. So say whatever you want to say about him, but he did it the right way. Might not like that he didn't knock people out all the time, but he was a boxer. He won according to what your rules are. He won.
Mm-hmm.
So give him his credit.
No
he deserved to be in the hall.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. And you know, something that you said in the beginning, because I feel that way about Kobe Bryant, you know. Now that the man is gone and I actually studied and reviewed and went over some of his accomplishments, I'm like, why did I wait so long to appreciate him? You know?
Right.
Why did I allow myself, you know, and I only cheated me. You know? I only cheated me. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because that Kobe Bryant was great. He was great, man. So nobody lost but me in that situation. So I'm with you 100%, 57. We got to enjoy these guys while we have them. We have to enjoy the experience while we're going through. All right?
Yeah.
Let's go to 007. What's
007.
Up,
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Well, Crackers Cold.
What's up,
007? Ain't none. Well, my crackers got cold. My clam chowder got cold, too. With that being said, you know, Mayweather, arguably the best welterweight, middleweight, whatever class he is, and I respect his game. He was an architect in the ring, like y'all said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take another call. That was sweet, Ron. That was painless, Ron. That was real painless. Thank you. Let's go to Brother Ted. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Ted?
Brother Ted, what's up, champ?
Take us off mute, Ted. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. I had my mute on because I was making noise in the kitchen. How's everyone doing? I heard you twice. How's everyone doing this evening?
All right. Everyone's great, man.
What's up, Ted?
What's up, Tang? What's up, 57? What's up, Lou and everybody? Ron? 007?
Yeah. What do you think of Floyd Mayweather?
I think what 57 said. I agree with 57. I agree with Ron. Like you say, I mean, it's a skill. You ain't got to knock. It ain't supposed to say you have to knock everyone out. You know, it's the art, sweet art, science of the art. You know what I mean? You win. That's the thing. And he went undefeated, so you got to give him that. He was smart, and he still got all his senses. And he's very rich. So, hey, kudos to that black man. Got to give it to him.
No doubt.
With Mayweather, he invited me to the party. To the party, too. Those parties lit.
Well, Ron,
the
way your mental is set up, Ron, it's safe
we
to say, ain't too. Yeah, we love you. We love you here on the corner. But it's safe to say ain't too many of them big wigs going to risk their career messing around with Ron bringing clam chowder. What kind of crap is Ron bringing? What kind of crap is Ron bringing last week?
Oyster crack.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Ron, they ain't having that, man. You know, now, you can bring the crab chowder and oyster crackers to the Kale's Corner event all you want, but Mayweather and them, you know, they might look at you funny. You knock on the door or bring the doorbell. They open the door, you standing there with a pot, big old pot of crab chowder. Talk about, this is my contribution to the party. Hello. So yeah, it's safe to say that wouldn't be okay. You know what I mean? Let's go to my man Lou.
Oh.
What's happening, Lou?
Oh,
Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Lou,
Lou, we can really have a party, ain't we, buddy?
I didn't think you were answering the number. Guess I'm surprised.
Lou on mute. Oh, there you go.
There you go. So what do you think of Mayweather's accomplishment?
Okay, that's...
Miss T made him hit mute.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you what Lou. Reese said it's good and he deserves it.
Who said that?
Miss Reese.
She don't even like box. Let me shut up.
Hey, man. You just, hey, look, you just got your Wi-Fi back, man. Don't lose it again.
Yeah. Let me shut up. You go, Reese Cup. Darius, what's up, Darius? Take me here,
good.
Man.
What's good with y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, D?
What it do, D-Mar? My opinion on him getting the Hall of Fame, I mean, he deserves it. It's better records out there than 50-0. Definitely better records than 50-0. That ain't, to me, that's personally ain't nothing. But he did it his way. I agree with y'all. He did it his way.
And you got to respect him. You got to respect the man that does it his way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let me say this.
What's
if I'm 1-0, Yeah, really. I'm going to say, if I'm 1-0, if I didn't get my butt kicked, I'm good. I'm the champ.
I mean, it was a guy, it was this guy that went like 86-0. That's what I'm saying. That's better records than
anybody.
Oh, cool. Like,
okay, there you go. Cool. Okay.
Julio. No, 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 like, D. Jesus, you can't throw that out there. You got to say who that was.
Yeah, yeah, my bad. Yeah. Sugar Ray went like what? He went over like 150
no, 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 no,
wins.
No.
I'm just saying.
Sugar Ray who?
Sugar Ray Robinson. Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look. Sugar Ray Robinson lost too, bruh. And they fought like twice a week back then during his time. Him and Jake LaMotta had awesome fights. But he still lost, though, bro. He lost about five fights.
He did. No, but I'm saying that 50-0 is obtainable. One of these young guys can go break that easy and retire.
But he didn't get his butt whipped, though. But he didn't get his butt whipped not one time.
Exactly.
Oh, Floyd?
Exactly.
He had a, like, don't act he like Floyd just fights. Went out there and won every fight. No, some of those he won by, you know, him being who he is.
Look, sometimes
no,
we say some
no,
stuff on
no.
here that's controversial. Don't mean wrong or right. He still won.
I think it was just how they did Rowley last fight before he fought Tank. He literally lost the fight. I don't think y'all watched the dude fight. He lost the fight and they still gave it to him. Things like that happen in boxing. It happened to Floyd.
Yeah, well, with Floyd.
You mean he lost the fight, but they gave it to him anyway.
It was more.
It was a blatant loss.
Can y'all hear me?
Everybody in the whole audience is surprised he got the win. It happened to Floyd.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. We just ain't listening to you, man.
Yeah.
We just ain't listening to you. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I hate to be that dude to start muting people, but damn. With Floyd, it's more about what he did and his opponent didn't do. Floyd's wins were not handed to him. He had to fight for those wins. And yes, he had the mediocre, boring fights as well. I saw a couple of those too. But even in those, Floyd managed to do more than his opponent. He wasn't known for knocking Bammers out, no, but outboxing people. He did a lot of outboxing.
But see, that's what Floyd said he was going to do anyway. He was going to put on a show. That was his whole motto. He didn't try to knock everybody out anyway.
I want Derek to know, I'm not calling him the greatest boxer. I'm just saying he deserved going to the Hall because he came out. He was dominant while he was out there. He monopolized his sport while he was out there, and he left undefeated and he left rich. So yeah, he deserved to be in the Hall.
And the thing, I'm not, all his marbles, and he still got all his marbles.
Yeah, with all his marbles.
He still can't read. They ain't got nothing to do with boxing though. But you know that's
Well, actually, it was his uncle that trained him to that. But he gave him that pass.
Well, I mean, you know, not reading or being able to read, you're right. It's a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. But I would like to be able to go to the bank and read his bank statement over mine.
At least you can read it. He definitely can't read it. I want to make sure all the zeros are in the right spot. That's what I'm looking for.
All zeros.
Right spot.
but that's what Floyd always say. He can count, though.
Exactly.
That's my point. And reading are two different things. Counting and reading are two different things. Yes.
Moolah.
One and seven zeros.
Let me see him, baby.
Well, you know, we always, like I said, I think we spend too much time, you know, us being older than a lot of people is that we've seen so many different eras come through that we compare people to who we've seen, who we thought was the greatest, and we got to stop doing that. We got to look at how good that person was during the time that he was here and the time that he was in the sport. How did he dominate, you know?
Trying
to put him up against a Sugar Ray Leonard or a Marvin Hagler would probably be, that would be crazy. That guy's not that type of fighter.
Because
those fights were balling fights.
Exactly.
I know I'm going to be hated. I'm going to be hated because a lot of people don't feel this way, you know, but especially when you start comparing LeBron to Jordan and totally bypass Kobe Bryant. No one says anything about Kobe. It's like Kobe told you, Mike was my hero. I admired him. I imaged my game after him. It was because of what Mike said that made Kobe stay in the gym like he did for hours and evenings and mornings and strive and push himself, you know. And we don't even, you know, as 57 just said, we don't even bring the man up in comparison with him. And I think that that's a tragedy. I really think that that is a tragedy because LeBron is good in his own right, in his own era. And I give him that. I give him that. When it comes to Mike, you can only put Kobe in that category with Mike.
Last night I heard the announcer talking about Steph Curry's game the night before being one of the greatest games that ever seen by a single player. And finally someone stepped up and said, no, it wasn't the greatest. We forget the night that Allen Iverson, the Lakers by himself, scoring 48, even though they lost the next four games. He said, that was, see, Lord, we keep losing everybody in the sauce between Michael and LeBron, and we keep losing everybody in between.
Right. And as sports fans, we're like I just said, we're doing ourselves an injustice. We're doing ourselves. We're skipping a career that I. You know what? I rarely hear anybody talk about Robert Horry. I rarely hear anybody talk about Robert Horry. But every team that Robert Horry went to somehow became champion.
Big shot.
Went to. You know,
Big Shot Horry.
Big Shot.
Yeah, Big Shot Bob. You know what I mean? So, and if we really think about it, he was LeBron before LeBron in the fact that he traveled and bounced all around the league. Robert Horry went from team to team. The Heat, the Lakers, the Spurs, you know, he traveled around. But he made every team he was on, he gave enough to help every team he was on win a championship. And the history.
He got six or seven.
Exactly. The history of the sport, of all of these sports, are just too great, like 57 said, man, for us not to admire the era or the generation that each player is in. It's history in all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey,
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kim.
No, go ahead. Who's that? Ted?
No, I'm sorry, Kel. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think he got eight.
Robert Horry.
Yeah.
No, I think it's seven.
I know he got a lot of them.
Yeah. You ain't lying.
I know that's right, bro.
Yeah,
he can't compare him with the. Well, you can't compare him with those players. I mean, he was a really a role player, keep off the pitch, but he did hit big shots. He did that for sure. Some of them, some of them titles they wouldn't have not won. That's true. Uh-huh. So
exactly.
But
as far as
you look at the
play,
NBA. I'm sorry, you didn't mean to cut across.
Hey, guys, he's seven-time NBA champion for the record. Seven times, 94, 95, 2000, 2002, 2005, 2007.
Wow.
Okay.
That Lakers one, that was the one, though, because it was something like when Dennis Green was on the microphone said, you let him off the hook. We just knew the Kings was going to the finals that year. Chris Webber was going.
They had a squad.
They had a mob. So did.
Because Sacramento Kings and the Lakers at that season was a rivalry. Cause that was the money game that season, and you just knew Sacramento was going to win the finals. Well, tell Robert Horry that.
It must really be a lot of pressure. You get into the finals because you take a defensive team like Boston. And they're making so many turnovers. They're so anxious to get to the basket and making so many turnovers along the way that they're beginning to look like a rookie team out there playing against Golden State. Yeah. I'm not saying Golden State going to win it because everybody got the capability to win two in a row because Golden State did. But it doesn't look good for Boston.
Well, 57, I got bad news for you. With 18 turnovers and you shooting 58% from the free throw line, you are not asking yourself to win a championship. And much I want
the
Celtics to win that, you are not going to win the championship with that.
When your number one player has been turned into a passer instead of a scorer, then you got problems.
What did I say last night, Tree? I said, damn, if the Celtics was hitting these free throws, and I mean everybody, Brown, Tatum, Smart, what's the old
William. You're talking about White.
No, but he was missing them too. Crawford, the old man name, y'all.
Al Horford.
There you go. It came to
the point where I was saying to myself, are they doing this on purpose? I mean, it's like they're not even going to the line with concentration on their mind. It's like they're just throwing up the free throw and hoping that it sticks. And I'm like, they can't be thinking that this is the way to hit a free throw. They're professionals, you know? They're professionals, but it was just like, wow. I mean, come on. I've never seen the Celtics miss this many free throws in one game.
Right.
In one game.
On the other end, they wasn't in no foul trouble. The Celtics wasn't in no foul trouble. So by you missing your free throws at the other end, you're not helping yourself.
It says, if I can say one thing,
after watching the highlights last night after the game and watching the Celtics when they came to the podium and talked, the way that they're talking right now sounds like a team that's lost their confidence, even the coach. They don't sound like the team that's still ready to go out there and battle to the very end, because they were saying things like, if we lose, it won't be because of this. You know, instead of saying, like they were saying they, after they won game number two, ready for anything you bring, they're not talking in those terms now. So
and
I think Steve Kerr
you
made the right move at the right time.
But you know what, 57, if Golden State loses, it's because they've already considered themselves winners before they've actually won anything. I'm talking about Gary Payton Jr. doing push-ups on the floor. I'm talking about Draymond Green walking and shadowing Tatum during a timeout. What are you doing all this stuff for? What are all these extra energy for, man? Y'all are doing too much. You haven't won
anything.
But
they've been doing this the whole time, though, Kev. Draymond Green has been acting an ass this whole series. Draymond Green has been acting an ass. He got ejected. He fouled out.
That's Draymond.
He's been acting all out of character this whole time.
But Draymond Green, that's his game, y'all.
Stephon Curry fool you. He's the same way. He's doing his. Stephon Curry the same way.
Let's give Wiggins some credit. Them two games, man, Wiggins had double rebounds. He had 16 or something like that the game before. And he had 13. But then he scored.
Wiggins is not MVP.
Defense on Tatum. He's playing good defense. And then all the series, he's been playing the toughest person, you know, as far as on the opposition. He's been manning up.
These last two games is the only games that Wiggins showed up. Like, he's on these – because we've been begging him to show up. So these last two games is the only games he's been showing up. Show me where he showed up the first two, three games. Nah. These are the last – this game that he just played and the last game, those are when he got his numbers up. That's the Wiggins of old. That's the Wiggins that we want all the time. That other Wiggins that showed up 1, 2, 3, we don't want him. We don't want him at all. But we know what Wiggins is.
Only game I seen.
That's why everybody keeps saying Wiggins is the key. Wiggins is the key. Wiggins is the key. Because everybody knows what he can do. That's why they keep saying he's the key to all of this. They brought him in for KD. Y'all don't remember? He replaced KD. So he got to step up. They expecting greatness from him.
I mean, the game I bring him out in this series was the second game. He's played good on every other game since then to me.
Wiggins
was all this year. He had other plays. He did other plays. He didn't score. So,
Ted, your phone is breaking up.
Ted, your phone sounded muffled.
I'm trying to tell him.
Your phone sounded muffled, Ted.
That's somebody's background. That's not my background. I have nothing on.
Your words are saying muffled. But go ahead. Yeah, tell me now. Go ahead.
You're playing now,
Ted. I said, to me, Wiggins is the key so far, how he's been playing as far as to the city. That's my opinion, to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I look at it like when Wiggins wasn't doing a whole lot of scoring, he was that guy doing the little intricate parts, you know? Manning the toughest player on defense. That was Wiggins. Rebounds, Wiggins. Steals, Wiggins. Getting in there, blocking shots. All of that was Wiggins. So, to me, to me, Wiggins is really my MVP of this series as of this point. You know, and it's going to take a lot from one of these other players to remove Wiggins from that title, because that young man is playing great. He is playing great right now, and we can't take that away from him.
Nah. I mean, y'all forgetting he was an all-star this year. He played the all-star break. He's been playing so bad that everybody forgets that. So,
yeah,
you feel me? Like, everybody gonna forget he was an all-star this year. I can't let you do that. I cannot let you say that. Curry been leading this team. Curry is the MVP. He will be the finalist. I cannot let you know throw that.
I think the MVP is still being already.
If they
win, the MVP is still being already.
I'm with Curry.
It's Curry. I can't let you do that.
Okay.
They wouldn't even be in a position they end without Curry.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
But you're
forgetting. Now, Kale, you got it for that one right there. He right on that.
No, because what he's forgetting is for a long time during the regular season, Curry wasn't there. So everybody else stepped up and got Golden State in the position that they're in.
I think you're forgetting Curry was one of the finalists in the MVP run. I think you're forgetting that.
I think you're missing the point that his name alone is going to get him a lot of those accolades. That his wild, crazy, unexpected shots are going to get him a lot of those accolades. They are. If anybody else missed as much time as Curry missed, do you think their names would be called as all-stars? No, they wouldn't.
I don't think Wiggins should have been an all-star. Production-wise.
Can I say this? Okay. Prior to that all-star, Clint was not there. Wiggins had been filling that shoe. That's how they had that record. They was going 1-2 back and forth from Phoenix like that. Okay? Early in the season. Now, after the All-Star, he come back, so they had to make an adjustment. So his numbers went down or what have you. His production went down, so they had to figure in Clay and that factor. Okay? So now, with this series, you need to look at, he's shooting a lot of bad shots. He forced a lot of shots. Yesterday, he was forced to pass. You know? So when he forced Curry to pass and really making no passes and hitting shots, as you said, Luka teammates needed to do, that's when they get to win. But when Curry gets forced in the track, you got two mans on you, you want to get forced in shots, pass the ball. Two mans on you, somebody open. So Wiggins, I got to hear what you say about Curry, but Curry is the golden boy. You know, he doesn't play defense. He needs a team to play defense. Wiggins has been manning up on the big people, like Peck.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are gifting the MVP to Curry because he is Curry. But if you look at production and value of player, Wiggins has outplayed Curry, man. In this finals. Wiggins has outplayed Curry. I'm telling you. Listen. Because what I'm talking about is everything Wiggins is giving you is what Clay Thompson used to give. Everything that Wiggins is doing defensively is what Draymond Green has been doing for this Golden State team since they really started their dynasty. You got one player that has taken over the role of two players.
spot.
How is he?
He hasn't taken. He hasn't taken over Draymond's role. Draymond is still going out there giving you the same, doing the same exact thing. He hasn't taken over.
He hasn't taken over nobody's role.
He's hurt.
But who else? Who else on that Golden State team is doing what Wiggins and Draymond is doing? Who else?
Looney.
Curry is like Jordan Poole. What are we talking about?
I don't understand the question.
Well, they're saying that Wiggins is not an MVP. That Wiggins isn't doing more than Curry. And that's crazy because, like Ted just said, Curry plays no defense at all. He plays no defense.
Okay, so,
and it's times when he's double-teamed, he'll force up a shot instead of passing the ball. And when he misses his shot, guess who's down there for the rebound? Wiggins?
Curry.
Guess who's down there? How can Curry shoot the shot and get the rebound? Come on, man. Come on, y'all. How can Curry do that?
It's been done, y'all.
He's not.
It's never been done. Like, you can't shoot the ball to get your own rebound.
But
when Steph Curry shoots the ball, Wiggins supposed to be down there for the rebound.
Can I say this real quick?
That's his position.
Let me make this one point. Curry is shooting 49% from the three. That's better than Jaylen Brown. That's better than Jason Tatum. That's better than anybody the opposite team. If you're shooting 49% from the three, 49, how do you say Wiggins is doing anything better than this man?
What you do, Darius, is look up Wiggins' stats like you just looked up Curry. Look up Wiggins.
I'm not looking. I'm giving my daughter a bath. My bad. Hold on.
And Curry has the ball most of the time. He's only get his when he get a pass or have to get rebounds or, you know, if they cut. If Curry passing that ball, you got Klay in the corner a lot of times sitting there, Curry doing all this dribbling and want to showboat because he's trying to get the MVP. Pass the ball, man. We know who you are. What about the time we had two? Nate blocked his shot from the back.
Can I say this? Don't remember the play when Curry gave up the ball to a wide open Gary Payton Jr. in that left corner. Gary Payton had an open three. He waited for Curry to come back to shoot the ball. These players want him to, like, come on, they do this. This is their offense. We can't act like this is not their offense.
Well, you wouldn't have won last night
because Curry was not effective last night. What was his percentage last night? About 3 points.
I don't know. Probably you tell me.
Okay. Hold on. Everybody's allowed to have a bad game, but he couldn't hit the threes, so he took the game to another level. He took his game inside. He passed the ball. He still had a good game.
Hold on,
he just wasn't
minute.
The high scorer out there, which is all we're looking at.
Darius, you just said, that Curry passed the ball to Payton for the shot, and Payton passed it back. Payton is not the offensive guru on that team. He's not. He'll get you 12, 11 points, and you can count on that. But when it comes down to it, Curry is more of the offensive player than Payton. So if Payton passes the ball back,
I understand what you're saying, Darius.
Yeah,
me too. That's why I ain't really saying too much. But you cannot
use Payton. Now, it'd be a different thing if he'd pass that ball to Klay Thompson, and Klay Thompson threw it back to him. Why? Because we know Klay Thompson can make those shots. We know that Klay Thompson is on his game. You got to go see the play.
I want you to see the play that I'm talking about and tell me any player on that team would take that shot. Any player. They all confident in taking that shot. Not one player is not. It's just if Curry is the guy, and like I don't understand, when has Wiggins even been the guy? That's what I'm confused about.
They're not saying he's the
guy. No, he's the guy. If he's saying Wiggins is the final MVP, he's saying Wiggins is the guy.
If
you look at what he said, as far as series, playing.
That's what I'm saying. When has he been the guy this series? When has he been the guy this series then?
Thus far on this Golden State team, no one has put up like Wiggins. I don't care about Curry's three. While you say he's making 49%, guess what? There's another 51% that he's not making.
Do you know how elite
you reach for that one, bro?
I put math. If we're going by 100%, it takes 51 to make 49 100.
49 is the percentage of the shooting from the 3-point line.
But we're not
49% is a good percentage to be shooting from the 3-point line. I don't care what you say.
Did I say it's not?
Well, hey, you might as well say it's not. You want to talk about the other 51 and you didn't say it, but you might as well say it. Y'all trying to ignore what Stephon Curry has done for Golden State up until last night. Up until last night, because he had a bad game last night.
One bad game.
Hello.
Come on,
when you play 43 minutes and scored 26 points, so he was an S factor in that game. It's the reason why my clam chowder got cold and my crackers got soggy.
You ain't gonna never eat them anyway, man.
Anyway,
we can just go on a little
talk,
long with you.
We're talking Finals MVP. Is that Finals MVP to you?
Exactly. And Curry, you know, only scored 16 points, so yeah, Wiggins had a big game.
One big game. Show me another big game like that he had this series.
Wiggins has been leading this Golden State team since the beginning of the playoffs. I'm not just
Hey, bro, do your homework
before
you come out with that statement.
I think you're trying to argue right now.
With Darius, that's what it is.
Really? Wow.
Got to.
You said leading the whole series. You said leading.
You guys are hearing what you want to hear. You're not hearing
what
you
said.
Want to hear. I want to hear what we want to hear.
I said that Wiggins, in the playoffs, since the playoffs started, Wiggins has taken on the other team's top scorer and shut him down.
Even with losses, he had more minutes than anybody on the team. Like, for example, when they lost against the Celtics by 16, played 40 minutes and scored more points than everybody except for Curry, who had 18 points. So he's an ass factor in this playoffs. That's what I don't even think you
– are you listening to the conversation?
Right, because on the game before that, he scored 43 points,
10 rebounds and 4 assists. That same game, Andrew Wiggins scored 18 points and 10 rebounds. Like, come on, man. We going on the numbers.
Producer. Who has been the more consistent producer on this Golden State team? Don't tell me it's been Curry. It hasn't.
Who has it been then? Name the person that's been.
That consistent scoring is shared. It is shared. Because it's
Come on, man. Give me a break.
You dodged that.
Come on.
Don't ask me if you're not going to let me give my answer. Don't. Let me finish my damn answer before I start hearing, oh, man. Now, I've sat here, and I've listened to you, Treats. I've listened to you, Darius, and I've listened to you, 57. I've listened to all of you all. Hear me out. All I'm saying is that in a consistent manner, it was the team, the whole team. You didn't have Steph.
That's not true either.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The MVP has yet to be announced because the series isn't over. My money is on Wiggins. Where's yours?
You don't even know us.
Because that's what it's down to now.
Boston going to win.
You think Boston's going to win?
Yes.
I don't know, Ted. Boston look and sound defeated, man. They look and sound defeated. They look like they're in a place that they've never been in, and they don't know how to come out of it.
Isn't that like going back home?
Well, hey, that's only one game, though.
That's true.
That's only one game.
They got two more games, you know what I'm saying? So, we don't know. Let's just say, agree to disagree, you know? I just share my opinion. I think Wiggins so far overall play should be in my opinion, you know? And I understand that their arguments carry in their choice. That's cool. But this is a two more game.
Go ahead, Kim. No, go ahead, because I'm flipping the subject. I ain't playing the music because I ain't getting caught up in that mess.
That's what I was about to do, so go ahead. I was about to do the same exact thing. Go ahead.
Two stories. We're going to pick and choose. We can either talk about Montrezl Harrell or we can talk about Zion Williamson. Which one do you guys prefer?
Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson is expected to sign an extension worth $182 million with the Pelicans. If you were the GM for the Pelicans, knowing all you know of Zion with his injuries and weight problems, would you have a concern with signing him for this much?
I personally wouldn't. I would have like a little thing tickling in the back of my head, but he's the better choice that's out here on the market right now. He know the system. He know all of us. All we got to do is plug and play with him and pray he stay healthy. So I would definitely sign on the dotted line for those dollars. Sign on the dotted line.
This is similar to that Gray Oden situation, you know, with the injuries coming out of Ohio State And you know what I'm saying? He had a promising NBA career, and he never showed up. And this is what looked like what Zion Williamson is going through coming out of Duke with that, because he had the injury in Duke. So, no, I wouldn't even sign up to that.
Nah, you can't get
I think it's a little
guys,
different.
Man. Nah,
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah,
that's
a little different. Guys. That's probably like a bad, super bad comparison.
Yeah, that was like
Greg Oden was fragile anyway.
Apples and dogs.
And yep, Zion has proven and given you like a season, a great season and a half out there on the floor. He just hurt himself, you know.
He has to learn how to control weight.
And then also he hasn't really played in real NBA games, so you don't know if he can sustain another injury. So I hear whoever made that point. I think it might have been Ron about Greg Odom. That came to my mind when we first talked about that, because he had a promising career and he just couldn't. He was good or whatever, but he got an injury. He couldn't sustain it. So we don't know how he's gonna do this when he comes back. So you didn't know that money yet, like that. Prove yourself.
Your phone muffling
up. I don't know. I would, as a general manager, I would, and the way jobs go and come and come and go and go and come, I would have reservations. I would seriously have reservations because this dude, if nothing, he's proven that he's unreliable. He's unreliable, man, and I understand because listen, I'm a Wizards fan, okay, and Treese and I went back and forth about JaVale McGee the other night, and you know, she Treese said the Wizards made a mistake by not getting him signed and keeping him here, and I'm saying that it was more than just the Wizards that got JaVale McGee out the door. So, and yes, he was a champion when he went to other teams. Yes, he was. But we look at Golden State, Otto Porter, and Peyton Jr. might be a champion after leaving the Wizards. So it really seems like we're nothing but a farm system anyway. To me, you know what I mean? But,
No bomb system, y'all.
Y'all just there to prepare them for the championship. It seems like y'all there to prepare other people for the championship. Because y'all didn't
say
like
that. That's perfectly said. It just do seem like a bomb system. Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. But that's because we have amateurs running our organization. We have idiots who don't know the sport in charge when it comes to the Wizards. But back to Zion, you know, it's just I don't know. It's always the next best thing coming out. It's always the next best thing coming out. So I would have to ask myself, do I really want to take a chance with a guy who we've been taking a chance on since the beginning? You know, do I really want to roll the dice again? And yes, there's a situation where we might end up rolling seven. But then again, we might roll snake eyes. Then you got to consider that. You have to consider that because it's a possibility.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You good.
I think he's not in D.C. So the only comparison we have is D.C. because that's where we are. You know, we see how things are run here in D.C. Hold on. What I've seen from the Washington Wizards is they get the good talent and then they don't put nothing around it and then they figure it's bad, they ain't doing what we need them to do, so they give up easy, quick. So they fast, they give up, and he gone. You know what I'm saying? Did he go somewhere else? Other people take time out to develop the person, and then he becomes a champion. Like, we got to learn
really watch this? Did you really watch this Wizards team when JaVale McGee was here?
Bruh, it's not. I'm past the
bell.
I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is
he wasn't the only one.
You saw him winded. You saw him winded and not able to run up and down the floor.
That's not our fault that he couldn't run up and down the court. That's your coach's fault that he can't run up and down the court. That's conditioning. You got to tell this young fella, get with one of these old fellas, and they're going to show you the ropes. They're going to take you in there and get you some strength and conditioning, and they're going to take, you know, do all the things that they're supposed to do with you to develop you.
Well, I've never seen conditioning that helps asthma. I've never seen it. I've never seen the conditioning that helps.
It's involving him over Golden State. It's involving him in Phoenix. It only bothers him
starting.
In D.C. Come on, dog.
And he was not starting in Golden State. Oh, it does. Oh, man.
Okay.
He was not starting in nowhere when he left. He came off the bench. He played off the bench everywhere he went to.
And when he played off the bench, how many minutes did he play? They weren't starter minutes. So asthma only bothers you with starter minutes? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Bothers you in starter minutes?
Apparently, it affected JaVale McGee.
In the first five minutes of the game, only.
No. As a starter, your requirement and what you do lasts longer than 5 minutes, Trees.
I understand that, Kim. So what I'm trying to say to you is, that's when the management of the team comes and play a part. He got asthma. Ain't nothing we can do about that. He got a pump, all that. You got your pump, right? So my thing is this. Give me 10 minutes before you gas out.
Mm-hmm.
Pump. Give him his pump. All he needs is pump. Pump it up, and go back out there. What are we talking about for real?
It sounds simple. It does sound simple. Nah, it's not. It's always something in the background that we don't know about, that we're not aware of. It's always.
And that could be
always.
That could be true, too. That could be true. And it could be true. It could be just like I'm saying. It could be just as simple as that. It could be either one, either way.
Mm.
We don't know. Mm. That's why we have it in debate, because we really don't know.
One thing I know for sure, JaVale McGee's playing time changed drastically when he went to other teams.
Because
his playing time changed.
They play him according to what he can do.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Why y'all could have did the same exact thing? It's not rocket science.
Because, Trees,
this man, I mean, Yoko, whatever his name is,
Trees, did you
he's
hear
just
me?
First,
did you not,
first head coaching job.
Did you not hear me say that the Wizards are ran by idiots? Did you not hear me say that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well,
but
then that's
taking
why.
Up for them. I'm
not taking up for them. I'm merely stating the fact. It's a fact that JaVale McGee played different minutes elsewhere. That's a fact.
Yes, it is. That's a fact. Yes, we can agree on that. Yes. But you saying his asthma has something to do with it? Mm-mm. I can't. That's recent. That's like Santa Claus is real to me.
That's just to me.
That's how I feel.
Nah.
Because asthma is manic. And he can't be in the league this long with asthma and not know how to manage it.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's
this is a billion dollar league, man. That ain't no type of excuse. You got a guy, the guy in Duke, Pablo. Every time he play, he sweat out 10 pounds. That ain't stopping him from playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your point is.
And that's just Duke. So you know the NBA got at least something better than Duke, right? Would we agree on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I hear you talking, man. We're gonna change it again, y'all. We got this new thing we trying out. We're gonna call this. We have titled this the guest host segment.
Yeah.
Guest host segment, and today
buddy.
Listen, Tree. I got on the phone with you, called 57 last night, and we ended up talking on the phone almost an hour. Because today's 57, we need to hear about Pittsburgh. And listen, before 57 comes on, everyone, get ready for your turn. Get ready for your turn. Because I'm tired of hearing myself and Tree only talking about Washington and San Francisco. We got to hear y'all talk about y'all team. We got to hear y'all talk about y'all team. So without further hold up, let's bring on 57 and let's hear something about Pittsburgh. Is the Bama asleep? 57.
I forgot I put it on mute. My bad. Yeah. I put it on mute. I'm just talking away. I'm talking away. We're not really making a lot of moves right now. We're going through the process. It looks like my Rudolph might be out because we got this rookie, Chris Olonkude, who we're going to put on the practice squad. That way we won't have to carry three quarterbacks. And if we need to bring in a third quarterback, we can bring him up off the practice squad. We still haven't addressed our offensive line yet. You know, we need to get somebody to play that tackle position over there. But we're not really making a whole lot of moves. Most of our stuff is still intact right now. We're just waiting to see how things play out. In the end, it looks like Trubisky is going to end up being our starting quarterback. You know, that's what most of the fans are looking at. And even Bill Power says that it looks like Mitch Trubisky is going to end up being the guy, you know, because that rookie got to get in there and get some experience.
Hey, when you say tackle, is that right tackle or left tackle?
Left tackle. The most important position on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. That's why I asked you. Which one is it? Okay.
Yep. Okay. It'd be nice if we could get a Michael Orr or somebody like that, you know, but that would be great. But that's what we're looking for right now. We still got Najee Harris and we got Snail back in the backfield. So basically everything we got is staying pretty much, pretty much the form we left off last year. You know, we got some rookies and wide. We got like 7, 8 receivers and we're only going to give up like 5 spots this year. You know, and everybody else going to either be gone or somebody going to hit the taxi squad. But Claypool and I can't think of the guy's name right there, and I just read it today, are definitely going to be back. Definitely going to be back. So
what's up with Juju?
Right now, it seems the
What's up with Juju?
Juju gone. We got rid of Juju last year. We got rid of him last year. Yeah.
Man,
Juju's
you know
a great. He's a great possession receiver. But he couldn't beat anybody down the field. And with Ben last year, that's what we needed, and we couldn't get that out of here.
Okay.
That's what
I haven't seen. Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't had 1,000 yards since AB left Juju, so they gave him up. They didn't think he was worth it.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. He wanted a lot of money. He wanted a lot of money to stay. You know, we don't play that. So, you know, everything's basically staying the same. You know, we need to see what we're going to do as far as, you know, we would like to see, me personally, I would like to see the rookie that we have, that we got. I would like to see him come in and be the starting quarterback, because I feel like it'd be better starting with him, because I don't think our season is going to be, and I'm saying this right here in front of everybody, I don't think our season is going to be that tremendous where we're going to go with Trubisky, because we feel like we're going to the conference finals or the Super Bowl. I'd rather put this guy in there and let him learn and be ready for the next year, which I think our team will be mature and ready to make a run for the Super Bowl. But, you know, so that's my feeling. But as far as the moves, we're just like most of the teams in the NFL that, you know, have had a winning season or, you know, have won some games. San Francisco, and there's not a lot of moves to make. You just have to try to upgrade your team a little bit, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's what's up.
Sorry, I couldn't give y'all more, but ain't nothing really earth-shaking right now.
No.
You gave it, you
gave us enough.
I wasn't aware of your offensive line woes. So what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to bring somebody in from another team? Are they going to bring somebody off the practice squad? You know, where do you see this left tackle coming from?
I think it's probably going to come from within, unless we see somebody out there that's available at a tackle that somebody's willing to give up, you know. So I think it's probably going to be we got a guy, and I can't remember his name now, but he can go both ways. He can go as a guard or a tackle. But for some reason, they don't want to put him in there yet or say he's the main. And I read it today, but I can't remember the name right now. But I think we're going to find the tackle within our system.
Okay.
But he got to be a big dude. He got to be a big dude.
So what's going on with your coach?
Huh?
What's going on with your coach?
You said what's going on? Hey, well, you know what? I really ain't saying a whole lot. We ain't letting him go, so ain't no need of me complaining about it. You know, I might as well just get on board.
That's what I was worried about.
What's your complaint? What would be your complaint? He's a good coach.
He's a anybody, okay? Remember?
I'm going to say this in 30 seconds real quick.
Uh-oh.
You now are in a division that's very competitive. Now we get to see, can you really coach or not? Because you're no longer the only good team in your division, where you're guaranteed to win every year. So now that you've got a coach against the other teams within your division that have gotten better, let's see what you do now.
So what you're saying is he's taking Madden from rookie to all pro level.
Exactly.
And now it's a whole different game. Because I'm trying to tell y'all.
Whole different game.
You know, personally, I found out I ain't one for that Madden All-Pro level. I'm trying to tell you. They been cheating on me like a mug, y'all. They been cheating like a mug. But 57, I must applaud you and say thank you, because that was great.
That was great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. You know.
I can't wait till we get to the Dallas segment.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, we got two Dallas fans in our midst.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they'll be ready. Yes, I'm pretty sure they'll be ready to tag team back and forth with that. You know, hey, listen, you guys, football is almost here, man. It's almost here, y'all. We just got to be a little bit more patient, get a little bit more time, and she'll be back here with us, man. You know, she'll be back here
like
with us soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's really not in the grand scheme of things. Because, I mean, you already got teams having involuntary camps and, you know, guys are showing up and you know, you know, the excitement is about to be here, full-fledged. So you just got to hold on a little bit longer. Hold on a little bit longer, y'all. Like Shirley Caesar would say, you yet still holding on?
I can't. And on that note, you guys, we will have to see you guys on Thursday. Now, let's kill. Got one more thing to say.
No, you know what? We're going to save that one for next week. I mean, Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to save that one for Thursday.
Check your Wi-Fi.
Y'all. And shut up, boy. Shut up, boy. And oh my goodness, guess who I'm playing in my season next? Treat.
Oh Jesus! Who?
Yeah. And y'all 1-6.
We always win, bro.
Oh yeah, 1-6.
Yeah.
Treat. How do you always win?
I don't know. I just felt like I had
take
to say
out,
that.
Take us out, sis. Take us out, man.
Say something.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Oh, my goodness. She said we always win. I'm sitting there looking at 1-6. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me, y'all. That was a treat and kill moment. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let me take us on up out of here before he dig us into another hole. Let me take us up out of here, y'all. All right. Carolyn and T would like to thank everyone that supports us here. Let me tell y'all something. We was late as crap today because of some technical issues, and everybody stayed. Everybody came. We love y'all so much for that. Like, I had to talk them off the ledge. Like, y'all. Oh, my gracious. I love y'all. Like, I really do love y'all. Carolyn and T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. I promise you. We love y'all so much. Kayla Mattia, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number is 563-999-3782. Feel free to call in and bring a friend. You guys, give people their flowers while they're here. BlogTalkRadio.com/UKLMcLean is another way that you guys can listen to the show. You guys can follow the show on Kale's Corner on Facebook and Instagram. I love you guys, and we'll see you guys right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Bring a friend. We love you, Kale.
Yes, and like I always say, and sis know this, if you love them, they should know it. It should not be a question. They should know it. And with that being said, I'm going to call this Thursday guest host to take their segment and talk about their team. So, hey, y'all don't know who it's coming, but it's coming to one of you guys. Trust me.
Exactly.
Everybody except for that Bama Derry. we might just call Derry to give us something on all 32. Can we do that? Let's do that. Hey, I ain't got nothing but love for you, bro. I ain't got nothing but love
and
for
you know
but,
it.
Hey, listen. And as Tree said, man, I want to thank you guys for real because I was seriously freaking out, biting my nails, about to jump off the ledge, everything over this. Okay, Shaka. Yeah. So, hey, listen, I thank you guys for participating and coming back, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.